This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, radio check. Testing with the phone not connected to Bluetooth, so it's directly from the phone.
Okay, you're in there. It does sound like it's picking up a lot of road noise. Sounds, yeah, like a lot of high pressure sort of sound. Yeah, so that's what you sound like. Good morning, K2PCB.
Good morning. How was your evening?
Oh, my evening. It went pretty fast. Lynn made a corned beef and cabbage on Wednesday. So yesterday we had our leftovers, and it was a small one, so you only got two meals out of it, but she minced up the corned beef and took the cabbage and carrots and made a soup out of it. And when I have that, I sometimes put some vinegar in there. So I had that for dinner, and while I was having dinner, I got a phone call from Mr. Larry McGuire, and touching base with how he is doing. So other than that, yeah, the evening was sort of uneventful. Yours?
Took Zoe to W2SO last night. And hung out, talked to a bunch of people, and at the end of it, they're like, will you come back? And she's like, yes. And so I sent a link for her mother to order the technician book.
So was it the technology and the whole communications aspect of the hobby, or was it the new friend that she made there?
Well, unfortunately, Ivan was not there, but I think just the new factor of it, and kind of cool, and I can kind of explain, like, this whole wall here is, like, Luke's baby. It's part of the emergency management team. We're kind of chartered. The club is chartered with providing emergency communications during a crisis for Erie County and Western New York, and so we're the ones that can talk when nobody else can. And she kind of responded a bit to that, but also she's a 13-year-old girl, so who knows why she does anything.
Yeah, I think you're right. The new factor is probably huge in that respect, and gets her out of the house, and nobody, I'm going to guess, to date has, provided anything negative about the hobby. So that's good. For her, it's all new and cool, and it's nice to see that that resurgence. We need, many more people, in the younger years to start participating. That's cool. Yep, that's awesome. You keep having me, making me think about rejoining. I just don't know how many Thursday nights I would do. Not that I'm doing anything in place of it. I'm just, I can't do the late schedules like I once used to. And some of those nights were really, really long. And you're experiencing those. I just don't have myself conditioned to do that anymore. But maybe one of these days. I know there is the HamFest coming up, and I think I was mentioning it to you a few weeks back, and it sounded like you were not in the know, so I was worried that maybe it wasn't official. But I did see the emails go out.
Yes, it's the same weekend that I'm going to Kentucky for the root beer run. It's the 13th and 14th, I guess, and we're going to be in Kentucky.
Oh, I'm glad you're saying that. I'm going to have to take a closer look at that email. For some reason, I thought it was the weekend of the 6th.
No, I do believe it's the 13th and 14th. or at least the 13th. I think they're only doing one day. I don't think they're doing 2 days. They might be doing the Friday before just to set up everything. And then so they're probably going to sleep there and have people at the ready at 5 a.m. to let's start letting people in and stuff. That's what I believe. And I did talk to Steve Petrowski about the email that Sal put out about the nodes. And the club will provide a shopping list of things for you to get for whatever kind of node you want to get. And then everybody comes to the club and we can build them and stuff there.
Oh, I'd be really curious as to, you know, what, depending on what transceiver you use, SA-818 or a stripped down 888, those are the two very popular choices. Are you just buying a hat? Are you making your own? Are you using a donor radio to do it? Obviously, they may not want too much variation, but it would be nice to see some options and do some comparisons. That would be pretty cool, too. I'd be curious to see how they guide people in that project.
I am very curious as well, because I want a node. I just don't know which type, or if I do one, I might as well do the Echo and the All-Star. But they're going to be talking about several different kind of nodes, I guess. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with and how they implement it.
Yeah, so long as you start with, if you're starting with All-Star, whether you're doing cam VoIP or a All-Star link, the ESL3 distribution, you'll be able to turn on Echo Link either way. That's not a problem at all. And in fact, once you really go All-Star, you'll find that Echo Link is going to go a little bit over to the wayside, except it just will, because there are ways to get back into your All-Star node. So you won't even have to use Echo Link. Like right now, you're connecting it with Echo Link, but I connect in through DV Switch. DV Switch is decent, but it can be sometimes finicky. But I think it fits my setup here. 636, and I know Ross wasn't in here yesterday. He might want to catch up. I haven't heard Brad yet. So I'll leave a pause here and open the airwaves. This is K2PCV.
I waited the obligatory 10 seconds and nobody chimed in, so I'm back. I'd like to do that. And then they were talking about also the nodes with no radio. Steve was there. I guess there's a couple folks that are in some situations where they might be in a old folks home, retirement home, or a hospital, to where you can literally just drop off a node and they can still talk on the radio without having a radio or interfere with medical equipment.
Yeah, that's another option. I do have one of those as well. Some of my first ones, not the first one, but back in the beginning, I built one. Actually, both my initial RF ones, I had built one with a Motorola VHF radio, and then I built one with an Elinco VHF radio. But in both of those cases, the way they were connected to the Pi, they were a bit noisy. There was a lot of AC hum in the power supply and not enough filtering for the audio lines. And I know Ross, with his system, he's done a lot to mitigate that. And then I switched to the all-inclusive, the really tight, short audio lines, and that's worked out really well. I do have a radio-less node as well. I used to have that set up in the living room, and I'd call home to Lynn on the radio every day. And she got bored of it. But she didn't like having to go sit by the radio only for me to call her every day, and she'd rather me just call her on the phone. So it went for a little while, but then that ended. But that was actually really, really neat, and I definitely still have that. Yeah, that would be a fun project, too.
So when that list comes out, the shopping list, I'll definitely keep you in the loop.
Yeah, I'm more curious about, you know, any new options, any new, I don't want to say plug and play, but any new transceivers of choice that they are going with in lieu of just buying a hat. Because I think most of your hats use the 818 chip. And I played around with one of those for a little while, and unfortunately I killed the chip. But what's really nice about those is they are remote control. Basically, you can channel steer from the All-Star node. So you can change the frequency on the fly, which is kind of neat. Not that you'd probably do that much, but you could.
Which is the donor radio that you end up taking apart to put in the pod?
The one that the Brian node uses, and a lot of people just use without using the Brian board, because you can basically the Brian board takes the audio chip that CM108 119. There's two different flavors. It basically puts that on the board for you, makes some easy connections. But that donor radio that's popular is the Bofeng 888, the BF888, and you can get two of those radios for like $20.
I forgot those were inexpensive as get out.
Yeah, and it's a fun little project, too, whether you're using a Brian board, which is very nice, just makes it nice and neat and clean, or if you do it yourself and make your own audio adapter and push-to-talk circuit, COS circuit as needed, it's a good project. It's a good way to, you know, go through the schematic and make the circuit in real life. So, yeah, that's why I'm really curious to know what route they take. Or do they have people choose their own path and everyone, you know, works on it and comments on each other's and supports each other. And, yeah, that would be fun.
And I do not know the timeline for that. Sal was not there. He had some health issues going on. But we'll go. We'll see. I'm still prepping for school.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone else is listening along. I'd be curious what other people's thoughts are on Jeff's sound here this morning. And, I lost my Wi-Fi. What's up with that? Or Bluetooth. Jeff's sound as he's not using his Bluetooth this morning versus when he normally does.
Oh, Tuesday at the club at the OEM office, they're having their general membership meeting. They're having a guy named Greg put on a presentation of Meshtastic. And he's like, we consider him Mr. Meshtastic right now. He's probably the most knowledgeable person in the area right now. He's also known as Snyder Mesh on Meshtastic, but they have a video and some settings to set your radio to so you can participate in the presentation. Should be about an hour.
Oh, what date are they doing this?
Tuesday the 2nd.
Oh, my goodness, that's going to come up fast. And that's at the clubhouse?
At the clubhouse, the OEM office. So it's going to be just one building up I guess they have a bigger classroom or a bigger presentation area.
Okay. Yes, I am familiar with it.
All right. It is my turn to step out. This is K2PCB, 7-3s.
KC2, NVM, clear.